1-855-453 is the number to call if you would like to weigh in with your thoughts on anything that we discussed this evening. Free Talk Live is a show where we take your calls and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. So feel free to call and bring up anything. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Julia.
And Julia, thanks for being here with me. We have taken over the studio because, well, Mark has decided to go on his umpteenth vacation of this year.
He's been
a lot of vacation.
Is he in Florida?
Yes. He is visiting his family who is snowbirding, I think.
Yes.
So we hope he's having a good trip. Maybe he's listening, and maybe he'll even call in. You never know what will happen on the air tonight. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about lots of different things. We just got back from the Liberty Forum. Well, actually, I just got back. I don't think you made it, right, Julia?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I mean, and that's fine. You had a lot of, you're a busy person. You had a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, I had to do art homework.
You mentioned that. I think that is something that we may get into a little bit tonight, actually, because you had some interesting experiences with sort of the education world and how you were kind of forced to take this art class, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we may be talking about sort of a... a faux pas with a nude statue in New York City. I wanted to discuss. But we actually do have a call on the line. I think we've got Frank in New York City who wants to talk to us about something. And let's put him on the air. Frank, he wants to talk about the military. Frank, are you with us? Frank?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Frank. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was doing a bit of reading and research over the weekend, especially right now what's going on with the U.S. foreign policy in Syria and with Iran.
And the politicians they seem to be beating the drums for war with both Syria and Iran, right?
They are. And also our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, called the Russians and the Chinese despicable after their vote in the Security Council not supporting military action against Syria. So it's getting very interesting, and it's showing really on a very base level how corrupt the United States is. I never would
have
thought...
Well, that just seems like the despicable thing really just seems like an intimidation tactic, don't you think? It's like...
No, it actually shows stupidity and the lack of diplomacy that Hillary Clinton doesn't have. You know, to be a Secretary of State in the past, one had to understand the history of the United States, the history of international law, diplomacy. There are certain things that diplomats representing countries don't do or say. And what it shows is really how base and how corrupt the United States is right now. We're behaving as Nazi Germany did with wars of illegal preemption. And we have
The government is behaving. I mean, just to keep an eye on the language, Frank, I think I wouldn't include myself in that.
I wouldn't either. But what I mean is our government.
Okay.
And we have to realize history's perspective. The United States has not won a war since the Second World War. We certainly did not win Korea. That's actually still going on, where we have sort of a truce, and we've had a truce for almost 50 years. So in a sense, we certainly didn't win Vietnam. We destroyed many, many millions of Southeast Asians and many, many Americans, and our corporations profited handsomely by that war. Let's face it, we have not won a war anywhere, and if we go to war with Russia and China, if we or Israel attack Iran, Russia and China have security agreements with Iran. They will retaliate in kind, which means that if we're going to use our micro-nuke bunker buster bombs to attack Iran and its nuclear facilities that are legal under international law and legal under the UN atomic jurisdiction, then they will retaliate against us in like kind, which means living
in New
York
will be
ground zero here in New York. This will be the first city that will be hit. And we have to realize that Russia maintains nuclear submarines 600 miles off the Pacific and Atlantic coast, and we would be toast within 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. And I think our government... how close we are to nuclear war. And we have to realize, too, that we're not going to be the government elite and the financial elite in the bunkers. you know, that are you know, placed in the United States and elsewhere. We're going to be on the surface. We're going to feel the wrath
sure.
of our government stupidity when China and Russia retaliate against us. And also, they'll be retaliating against Israel. I think Israel has 6 minutes to exist, and their missile shield isn't perfect yet. So it's time maybe for regime change in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. And maybe we have to get Benny Netanyahu out of there. And maybe we have to get Kadima and Likud out and put in, you know, a party that represents the 78% of the Israeli citizens that want peace with the Palestinians. And
but, Frank, isn't that just, I mean, to say that we should go into another country and create regime change, isn't that?
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's against the principles of the United States, our domestic law. It's against treaty law, and it's against international law, and it violates the Constitution of the United States. Therefore, that's an illegal act. And what's happening with Iran right now is we're forcing them. We are creating an act of war with a supposed blockade, with cutting off their financial their financial flows to their country in Europe, in the United States, and elsewhere. These are acts of war. Under international law, Iran has every right to defend itself, and it's time for the United States to be called on the table with Israel and the United Kingdom and NATO and bring them to trial in The Hague for international war crimes and crimes against international law and violating the inherent rights of the individuals that the UN guarantees. And that's really all I wanted to say tonight. And, you know,
there you go, Frank. You seem very knowledgeable on this. I'm all for peace, and I thank you for
peace as well.
Yeah.
And we have to beat our swords into plowshares, and we have to realize that, you know, the Iranians and the Syrians and the Israelis and the Palestinians and the Chinese and the Koreans, we're all of the same species. And they are our brothers and sisters, and it's time to forget about this corporate fascistic war economy that is ruining the earth and destroying innocent people in the process, and realize that maybe we have a greater purpose to serve in this world. Thank you.
There you go, Frank. Thanks a lot for the call tonight. I appreciate your words. Yeah, I mean, he was on fire. I just
yeah.
want to know. But, you know, I even heard, you know, Rick Santorum has been saying stuff like that we should be a and here I go saying we again. I think it's really important to be careful about that word. He's saying that, you know, the U.S. government should be assassinating Iranian scientists and stuff like that, and it, you know, all these really nasty things, just trying to incite some kind of war with Iran.
You have to wonder, I mean, what kind of a person, how do you go to bed at night?
Yeah, advocating
calling,
for
yeah,
the
for
killing of so many different people, yeah. I suppose it's exactly as Frank said, that when you think of others as not human beings or not like me, it's easier to wreak massive destruction and havoc on them, right? But if you can empathize with them, I know this sounds really corny. A lot of people hear this and say, oh, there she goes talking about empathy again. But, you know, if you think of someone else as a human being, no matter where they live in the world or what color they are, it's really hard to do things like just drop bombs on them in their cities.
I do not understand it. But it must be, I mean, you just must have to be that kind of a person. There's just those people in the world, right? Because it seems to be a common characteristic of most politicians.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I mean, there are some people who say that a lot of politicians and a lot of these people who are really out there, like, strongly beating the war drums, have had, like, really traumatic childhoods and, like, suffered a lot of abuse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I heard somewhere that, like, when John McCain was running for the presidential run in 2008, I had heard somewhere that when he was a kid, his parents used to beat him, like, so severely that he would pass out, and so he would start, like, holding his breath so that he would pass out sooner. And then, you know, one time they told him, like, don't do that or else we'll punish you. And he did it. And he woke up and he was, like, in a bathtub full of ice or something. And, of course, all the torture that he encountered in the
Vietnam War. Oh, my gosh.
You know, yeah, just horrible, sadistic stuff. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming back with more in just a moment. If you want to call and weigh in with your thoughts on war or anything else that's on your mind, 855-450-3733 is the number. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Our number is 855-450-3733, where you can call and talk to us about anything that's on your mind. Just like Frank did in the last segment, he started off a conversation about about the military. It's kind of a depressing subject, isn't it, Julia?
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to listen.freetalklive.com, we've got all kinds of stuff there for you, all kinds of ways to get the show. We do the show 7 days a week, I'm kind of filling in for Mark tonight, who is usually with me on Sunday nights, and Julia's here with me. But you can go to listen.freetalklive.com and find out how to hear the show on the radio, satellite, through the webcam, the listen lines, and through the live stream. So check that out. It's listen.freetalklive.com. And so, Julia, there's been something also kind of depressing, kind of disturbing. I hope this isn't going to create a trend for tonight's news stories that we're going to discuss. But
depressing and disturbing.
Yeah. But this definitely fits both of those descriptions. There's been a man who's been arrested because his four-year-old daughter drew a picture that the school didn't like. And I guess this is what happens when you send your kids to government school. But
it's becoming more and more apparent that you just should not do it. It's crazy to send your kids to government school at this point in time. Mm-hmm. It just gets worse and worse, and there's more and more crazy stories like this coming out.
Yeah, and especially with the whole implementation of these zero tolerance policies, it sounds like this is something that might have been along those lines, like, you know, if we see a picture of a gun, which is what happened, this little girl drew a picture of a gun, which she could have seen on TV, she could have seen anywhere. It doesn't mean that, you know, her parents have guns and they're doing unsafe or
And if
anything.
Her parents do have guns, so what? I know a lot of adults that own guns.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the implication is that kids should never see guns and shouldn't know what they are. But, I mean, they're all over TV, they're all over movies and books. And
I would say that the opposite is true, that if you're somebody who is into guns, that probably the earlier your kid knows about guns, the better, mm-hmm. which I realize is a pretty controversial thing to say and probably would make some parents out there angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew a man who used to go hunting with his son, and the son was probably like 12 years old, and he knew how to use a gun properly. And I know that if this kid came across a gun, you know what I mean, like in a situation, he would be able to take the bullets out and
mm-hmm. and handle it safely.
Exactly. And yeah. So to me, knowledge is power, basically. And
yeah, I completely agree. And I mean, if you ask a parent about like poisons or medicines, I mean, I think they would probably agree that their kids shouldn't, like, be unaware what those are. They should be told,
right.
Hey, these are things that we keep in the top cabinets because they're dangerous for kids, and so don't go in there, you know?
It just seems like if a kid comes across a gun, kids like to pick things up, they like to play with things, they don't always understand, mm-hmm. and if a kid came across a gun and didn't know anything about guns, he could really hurt himself accidentally.
Sure.
Whereas if a kid knew something about guns, and I'm not saying every kid out there should know all about guns, but there are certainly families who are very into guns, and everybody I know who's into guns is really into gun safety. They take it very seriously.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
and I'm sure there are people out there who aren't so scrupulous about gun safety, but I mean, that's an issue of education to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we should ban all guns because some people might not be careful with them. There are lots of things that some people aren't careful with. Cars. Not everybody's a super careful driver, but should we ban cars for everybody?
Right.
You know, it's one of those situations. So let me read you a little bit from this article. It's from the Sun News Network in .ca. So I guess this was maybe in Canada, where guns are completely illegal, right?
Except, are they?
Except for the cops. Yeah, I think there's a gun ban in Canada. But let's read on this article and see what it is. Headline, Dad Arrested Over Daughter's Gun Drawing. Police arrested a Kitchener, Ontario father outside his daughter's school because the four-year-old drew a picture of him holding a gun. Jesse Sansone told the Record newspaper that he was in shock when he was arrested Wednesday and taken to a police station for questioning over the drawing. He was also strip-searched.
Wow.
Why?
What does that have to do with the issue at all? If the issue was valid,
maybe
why
just
strip search?
Punish him? I don't know. I mean, I can't really figure out this logic. Yeah, that kind of shocks me. He said, "This is completely insane. My daughter drew a gun on a piece of paper at school." Officials told the newspaper the move was necessary to ensure that there were no guns accessible by children in the family's home. They also said comments by Sansone's daughter, Neva, which looks like heaven spelled backwards, like one of those trendy girls' names. That the man holding the gun in the picture was her dad, and, quote, he uses it to shoot bad guys and monsters, was concerning. So she drew a picture of her dad with a gun and set and told the teacher he uses it to shoot bad guys and monsters. So I don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to think there were monsters under my bed. And what my mom would do was pretend that she had a little can of spray, monster spray.
Right.
And she would spray the monster spray under my bed. And I still remember that. And now I wonder if he just said, okay, I have like a love gun and I'm shooting the monsters under your bed.
Or if he didn't say anything about a gun, but she just made this story up in her head because
sure.
she, you know what
because
I mean?
Because she sees movies where they use
right.
guns to shoot monsters. Yeah. Or video games or something.
Yeah.
Sure. So, yeah, I don't understand. I don't think that's particularly concerning. I
mean, no.
It's not like she drew a picture of him, you know, holding a gun to another person and saying, "Oh yeah, my dad does this every day," you know.
Right.
I mean, that's it's a complete level above. They've taken this to a completely absurd conclusion.
Well, and I guess what some people would say is, you know, we got to watch out for kids with guns because of school shootings. Is a four-year-old capable of committing a school shooting?
I
don't think so.
Yeah.
So it's not really a security concern as far as I can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, police also searched Sansone's home while he was in custody. Wow, they gave it to him from every end. I mean, they were really doing everything they possibly
That's scary.
Could think of. Yeah, very scary. And I don't know what it's like in Canada, but in the U.S. you have to have a warrant if you want to search somebody's home. I would think it's kind of similar, and I don't know how they were able to actually just go and do that. His wife and three children were taken to the police station, and the children were interviewed by Family and Children's Services. Sansone's wife, Stephanie Squires, told the newspaper no one told them why her husband had been arrested. He had absolutely no idea what this was even about. I just kept telling them, you're making a mistake. Several hours later, Sansone was released without charges. So they really just shook him down and scared the living daylights out of him and his whole family. And they interviewed all of them in preparation to try to take the kids away.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Imagine how that affects you if you're a four-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably blame yourself for it, right? Like, kids tend to blame themselves for things that happen with their parents that they don't really understand. And so, could you imagine being a four-year-old and your teacher tells you to draw a picture? So, okay, you draw a picture. And then next thing you know, they're arresting your dad. They're taking all your brothers and sisters into the police station and asking them if your parents are doing horrible things. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't like situations where they ask children things too, like interview children, because children
sometimes
can be so easily manipulated.
Yes. Yeah, they can ask leading questions. This is Free Talk Live. If you have any thoughts on this, maybe you have a story about a run-in with the Children and Family Services, you can call us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and we've got more coming up.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orwicicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. So glad you've joined us tonight. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And you can call us at 855-450-3733. Weigh in with whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about lots of interesting things tonight, news items, and basically whatever's on your mind. But if you want to change the subject, you're more than welcome to. One more time, 855-450-FREE. Julia, I've got an article here that I think will interest you because of something that you mentioned before the show is kind of going on in your life right now. The headline is Kickstarter, which is an independent fundraising site where you can go online and basically create an account and raise money to start a project. And then you can offer your donors different levels of sponsorship in the project or other incentives or rewards like T-shirts or stuff like that. So Kickstarter expects to provide more funding to the arts than the National Endowment for the Arts, which is a big government agency that provides funding for the arts. So, and I thought you'd be interested in this because right now you're taking an art class, you mentioned to me.
I am.
One of the reasons that
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. So this is kind of one of those classes that's required for the degree that you're studying for right now, but you don't have too much of an interest. You might not take it unless it was required.
No, I would not ever.
Yeah.
Like, if, you know, I think an art class where you were actually doing the art, you know, could be fun. So a painting class, a sculpting class, you know, where you're actually doing it. But I take online courses, and it's art appreciation and history, and it's just so boring.
Wow. If you don't appreciate art already, how are you supposed to, like, they're going to teach you
to? Well, and it's not about appreciating art. It's about appreciating the art that they want you to appreciate.
I see. So it's only the teacher-approved art.
Right, which irritates me. You know, because I do appreciate some kinds of art. We were talking off the air, and I think that photography, when done well, can be stunning.
Yes, and it's not a crime.
Yes, it is not a crime,
according to Carlos Miller.
But these old paintings, I just can't get into them. I can recognize that there's talent involved in painting them, and I'll give them that, mm-hmm. but they don't make me feel anything, and they want me to talk about what I feel when I look at these paintings, and I don't feel anything.
I feel irritated because
yes.
I'm being asked to describe something that I don't have much interest in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I think this is great because, as it is now, lots of the modern art that's done, and I think this includes, like, not only art, but also, like, plays and stuff like that.
Music,
like theater,
maybe?
Music, yeah. Any of the broad category of the arts.
Right.
A lot of them get government grants, actually, to do their art. And sometimes there are these big, like, political flaps. Like, I remember years ago, there was somebody who got funding from the National Endowment for the Arts who made a sculpture that was, I don't know what statement it was meant to make, but it was a tree with essentially like sex toys hanging from the tree, like they were fruit or something, right?
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I think it was a tree even in like a public park or something like that. And so this person had gotten funding from the National Endowment for the Arts to do that project, and some people hated it. I mean, you can imagine this put the religious conservatives in like a really big uproar, right?
Right.
Because they don't want to walk around and see this tree with dildos on it, right? I mean, it's kind of not something they expect. And so, you know, there are these dust-ups about who gets funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. But I think essentially anyone can apply. However, this article here says that the National Endowment for the Arts is becoming obsolete, which I think is great because, you know, when you're forced to pay for something like you are through taxes, and some of your tax money, probably a minuscule tiny amount, goes to the National Endowment for the Arts, you can't choose, like, you have no say over who it goes to, right? You have no, you know, input over what the person who gets that grant uses your money to create. It might be something that you would really like, and it might be something you wouldn't like.
Like a tree of dildos.
Right. Exactly. Or just a bad piece of art.
Yeah.
Of art that you don't find appealing or interesting or whatever. And art is a highly personal thing, right? People have different tastes, you know. They like different things. So let me read you a little bit from this article from idealab.talkingpointsmemo.com. So I guess this is a little sub-blog even. Kickstarter is having an amazing year, even by the standards of other white-hot web startup companies, and more is yet to come. One of the company's three co-founders, Yancey Strickler, said that Kickstarter is on track to distribute over $150 million to its users' projects in 2012, or more than the entire fiscal year 2012 budget for the National Endowment of the Arts, NEA, which was $146 million. So it is probable Kickstarter will distribute more money this year than the NEA, he said in a phone interview, and we view that number and our relationship to it both in a good and a bad way. We'll find out what he thinks is good and bad about this in a moment, but we do have a call waiting patiently on the line. Daniel in Fargo, Minnesota, is waiting on the line, listening on 970 AM. Daniel, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to make a comment about the young girl who drew the picture in school.
Sure thing. Yeah.
And when I was growing up, we drew pictures of all sorts of things. I drew monsters, and I drew superheroes and, mm-hmm. and all these things. And they brought them in and questioned the children and questioned the parents and brought in child services or the equivalent, too. And I'm curious how that wasn't a bigger stressor on the child than a possible sighting of a handgun, which was never found. It didn't sound like they found anything. But
yeah, exactly.
They were worried about the traumatic impact on the children. I think being hauled under a light and investigated for at 4 years old and,
yeah.
and telling you can't do this, you can't express yourself, you can't have these feelings, you better not draw this again, you better not do this again. I think they ran into the big tree with Bilbo.
Thank you for the call, Daniel. I do appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with him that how traumatic is it for it to be taken out of school, you know, and interrogated at 4 years old?
It sounds traumatic.
Yeah, awful.
for the whole family, too. Not even, it's traumatic for those other kids because they all got questioned and they didn't draw pictures with guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I guess, what can we say? We completely agree with him, right? If you have more thoughts on this, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And this is Free Talk Live that you're listening to, of course. So basically, the founder of Kickstarter, this private fundraising organization, says that he thinks it's both good and bad that they are growing larger than the National Endowment for the Arts. And he says maybe there's a reason for the state to strongly support the arts. So he's actually expressing a little bit of maybe guilt or remorse that his company is sort of taking over this funding. But, I mean, what can he really do about it? He had an idea, right? He created a platform for people to put their projects out there, and sort of it's a very kind of free market mechanism of deciding which art projects get funded. You know, I've seen a lot of documentaries on Kickstarter that they're trying to raise money for, and the ones that look really interesting or appeal to particular people can easily get funding, you know, just from the wisdom of the crowd, sort of people donating, coming together.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. It's a website, right?
Yeah, yeah, and maybe they should advertise with Free Talk Live.
But. Yeah, maybe they should.
But yeah, I think it's just Kickstarter.com, and I mean, I've seen not only documentaries on there, but also things like people who are trying. I saw someone who was trying to build an open source heart monitor and was trying to get funding for it on Kickstarter. And what he did was put up his prototype model and some of his preliminary data from testing it, like on himself. And the reason he wanted to build this open source heart monitor was so people could have like a cheaper alternative for exercise, and not only for that, but as like a medical device too. And he was using the Arduino platform, right, which is like this open source circuit board type thing. I'm a little bit lagging, and I'm interested in tech, but I don't have all the knowledge.
You're no more than me right now.
Well, I know he was using Kickstarter to fund it, and I think that's really interesting. And, you know, another use for Kickstarter could be to provide funding for projects that maybe are too controversial to get funding from, like, the government. Because sometimes if the government, like, you know, we've said in the past that there are these people get angry when they fund certain projects, but
right.
Sometimes they hesitate to fund other projects because they think people will get angry about it, or because they just don't like it. Maybe they don't like the political message. So should the government fund art? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is the website where you can find lots of cool features like archives that go all the way back to 2006. That's a lot of archives. I don't even know if you start at this point. I'm not even sure if it would be humanly possible to go through all of them, but you could try over at archives.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, this is Stephanie
and Julia.
And we are filling in for, well, usually I'm on Sunday nights, but I'm with Mark, who is on vacation right now, visiting his family. So we hope he's having a good time and a safe flight. And, Julia, speaking of flights, I wanted to talk with you about another article that I saw today. There has been a man kicked off a flight for refusing to stop vaporizing his electronic cigarette.
You know, the first time I saw one of these electronic cigarettes, it was in a restaurant, and The person bought it because they could use it inside a restaurant.
Right. And that's why a lot of people go for electronic cigarettes, because, you know, they're able to be used in places where conventional cigarettes really, you know, you really can't. Like a restaurant
right.
has a no-smoking section. I mean, these things are basically nicotine delivery devices where they take basically water vapor and a little bit of nicotine and sometimes some flavoring, and then you press a button and it has a little battery pack, and it heats up the water vapor. It heats up the water, turns it into vapor, and then you inhale it and you get the nicotine. So there's nothing being combusted. There's no terrible smell. You know, there's no smoke that can irritate other people's lungs. They're really a pretty polite device, I would say, to use in front of people who may not like the smell of cigarette smoke.
Right.
Or might be allergic to it or something like that. So I don't understand why they felt the need to stop everything and just kick this guy off the plane because he's smoking an electronic cigarette.
Kick him off, too? Not even off, say, hey, can you not use that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems harsh.
I guess maybe they asked him and he refused, but with good reason. I mean, it seems like a kind of a mindless regulation. Like, yeah, I know there's no smoking cigarettes on planes. I get the reasons for that. I mean, it makes sense. It's a rule that I would respect, even if I was a smoker, which I'm not. But, I mean, with the e-cigarette, there's really no reason, and it seems like people just don't understand how the device works, and that's why they decided to ban it. And it's like, it's just a knee-jerk ban.
I would say that it's not even that they don't understand it. I feel that they just don't like smoking. And I don't know if you saw, I want to say it was in Boston, and I'm not sure if they outright banned it, but something came up. Either they banned it or they're talking about banning it.
Yes, I believe I saw this too, actually. They banned the e-cigarette. They treat it exactly as conventional cigarettes
right.
in Boston. And those have a smoking ban in restaurants and I think all public places.
Yeah, I think that this particular issue was about smoking, or I guess vaping, one of these on the patio. So that's even outside, because
wow.
a lot of restaurants have patio policies of
yeah.
not smoking because it's nice to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was on a patio and some guy got in trouble for it. And I honestly think that it's just people don't like smoking.
Wow.
Because smoking is really unpopular these days.
It's going to set a bad example for the kids, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just this war on smokers, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get it. I'm in the medical field. I know smoking is bad
yeah.
for you. But, you know, e-cigarettes help people quit smoking. I mean, they may not be perfectly healthy, or they may be untested, and we don't know, but I would bet you a dollar that they're healthier than combusting, you know, plant matter
yeah.
and lots of other chemicals and putting that into your lungs. So, Julia, we do have a call on the line. I think it's Vince in Indianapolis, and he wants to talk about doomsday. Vince, are you with us?
Hello, Stephanie and Julia. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Wonderful, Super. Vince. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, I know you've been talking about that e-cigarette, and I've seen a couple people around here. I know a couple people that have those. They don't bother people.
Sure.
They smoke them outside in patios. When the weather's warm enough here in Indianapolis. They don't light it up in front of other people, especially in indoor places, but they haven't regulated it here.
Yeah, and nor should they, I think, because especially if it's outside. I mean, there regularly are people who smoke these things in the Free Talk Live studio, and I
yeah.
can't even tell
no.
most of the time when someone's sitting right next to me and puffing away on one of these.
I don't like cigarette smoke, and now, mm-hmm. I wouldn't call for the banning of it, because I think it's up to the property owner to make those rules.
Sure.
But I don't like cigarette smoke, and I prefer being places that aren't filled with cigarette smoke.
Yeah, same here.
And I don't notice it at all.
Yeah, and I mean, even when I remember when I was younger, and there wasn't this big push from a lot of these government workers and stuff like that to ban cigarettes in all places where anyone could be at any time, it seemed to me like there were enough places. Like, I wasn't going to bars and being offended because there was cigarette smoke there. You know, like, I wasn't really going to bars much anyway, but it was like, if you don't want to smell cigarettes, there are lots of places you can go, even if there's no smoking ban.
There are. And you don't have a right to go anywhere you want and get what you want. I mean, I'm sorry, but,
sure.
you know, it's this sort of thought that, well, I have a right to clean air, right? So if I go into a restaurant, it needs to be smoke-free for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, what about air pollution? I mean, there's lots of... it's funny that a lot of the people who advocate for smoking bans because you have a, quote, right to clean air...
Yeah.
I mean, the state grants the privilege to pollute to a lot of large companies. I mean, they will sell them these permits to put out amounts of air pollution into the air, which creates smog and arguably contributes to asthma in kids and adults. So, I mean, they're not... It seems like there are some conflicting ideas there. On one hand, it's like you have the right to clean air, and so we're going to ban cigarettes, but, well, companies can put out all this pollution. Vince, do you have any more thoughts on this?
No, I don't. I just wanted to mention what I was going to tell you about was the Doomsday Preppers, because I saw a couple of shows, and there's these people that are really preparing. I mean, I live off the grid here where I live.
Okay.
Matter of fact, my neighbor about half a mile or so down the road, he's a biker, and they don't live off the grid. I've been that way for like 25 or 30 years now.
Yeah, this is an interesting topic to me, Vince, because... On one hand, I think it's great to be prepared, you know, like, and there are lots of simple things you can do that in case a natural disaster strikes or in case, you know, there is some kind of really bad economic collapse, you can have a little bit of a buffer or a safety net that you create for yourself and your own family. But on the other hand, there are some people who I think get really obsessed with preparedness, right? And they're like constantly worrying about it and just waiting for the big one to come down and fearing it, you know? And it's like, I think the point of preparedness is so you won't have to worry about the big one coming down. So you are prepared for,
right,
for anything, and you can be freer, not so that you can be chained down by worrying. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show 6 Feet Under?
Yes, I watched the entire show.
I watched it too, actually, pretty recently. But you remember then there was that husband who all of a sudden went kind of crazy,
yes,
worrying about this exact thing. And he found out that there was a bomb shelter in the house, and he started sleeping down there.
Yes.
And, I mean, eventually they had to take him away.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there was some underlying problem that was like,
right,
causing him to seek that stuff out. But yeah, there definitely are even people in the Liberty Movement who seem to take it to a little bit of an extreme, you know, and it just does seem to me, like, to reiterate that the point of it is to feel freer, not to feel chained down by being prepared. Vince, any last thoughts?
No, I just wanted to say I listened to the show last night, and they had a gentleman on, he was a survivalist.
Yeah. Was that Jack Spirko from the Survival Podcast?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard his talk was at Liberty Forum. I didn't see it, but I heard it was really practical, and it was like really focusing on like the things that you can do to not have to worry about it, which I liked.
Yeah, they're practical things. I mean, I live out with my wife, her two sons, and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But we just, you know, we grow our own food. We get, you know, we do a lot of exchanging.
Do you grow all of your own food or most of it?
Most of it. I mean, we get the meat from another farmer and the milk.
But you don't have to. So when's the last time you went to a grocery store, for instance?
Oh, about 20 years ago.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You are really living off the land. Well,
I mean, but, you know, the Quakers, this guy, he lived off the land. His family before him lived off the land.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they don't, you know, I'm not hooked up to the electrical grid or the natural gas grid or...
And you're doing just fine. Vince, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. It's interesting
to hear about your experiences. And we do have another call on the line, but hopefully they'll hang with us through the break. Someone wants to talk about voluntarism, and they have an interesting name. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up about voluntarism and whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.